Cryoablation is the process of destroying abnormal tissue at extremely low temperatures. It is often called cryotherapy or cryosurgery. The procedure is carried out with special cryoprobes. Gas cooled to a temperature of minus 70 degrees Celsius or lower is delivered to the affected area. Cryoablation is a worthy alternative to classic surgeries. It is minimally invasive and as safe as possible. Find out in this article for which diseases cryotherapy is used, how effective it is, and where it can be performed abroad. What is cryoablation? Cryoablation is the destruction of abnormal cells using a highly cooled gas. It is often used in the treatment of benign and malignant tumors, atypical moles, warts, atrial fibrillation, and precancerous conditions. The procedure is carried out in three ways. Locally, liquid nitrogen or compressed argon is applied to the skin surface. Percutaneous, the pathological tissues are accessed by inserting a cryoprobe into punctures. Surgically, cryosurgery, chilled gas is delivered through small incisions in the skin. This method is most commonly used to treat tumors of the kidneys, liver, or lungs. Recovery from cryoablation depends on the type of procedure. With the local use of liquid nitrogen, the patient can go home the same day. For percutaneous treatment, recovery takes 1 to 3 days. Cryosurgery involves 3 to 5 days of hospitalization and restricted activity for a week and a half. Cryoablation in oncology. Cryoablation allows cancer cells to be destroyed by intense cold. It is used to treat various types of early stage cancer, in particular skin cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer, breast tumors, liver cancer, bone cancer, kidney tumors, cervical tumors. Cryoablation is used to relieve pain and manage the symptoms of terminal cancer with bone, liver, or lung metastases. During cryoablation, liquid nitrogen or argon is injected into the tumor using a cryoprobe. The cancerous tissue is then thawed and then frozen again. This procedure is repeated several times during one session. The cold stops the blood supply to the tumor and gradually destroys the tissue. The cryoablation process can take from 5-10 minutes for minor skin abnormalities to several hours for open cryosurgery. 3D imaging is used to treat tumors located inside the body. This allows the surgeon to locate the desired area and perform a precise freeze. The cryoprobe is then inserted through an incision in the body. Afterwards, it is removed and the wound is closed. The benefits of using cryoablation for cancer. Patients are left with little to no scars, which is especially important for patients with skin or breast cancer. The procedure does not require a lengthy hospital stay. Patients are usually discharged on the same day. Low risk of side effects. Cryoablation is predominantly performed under local anesthesia. There are therefore no complications associated with the use of general anesthesia. Minimal recovery time. On average, cryoablation has a 98% efficacy rate in early stage cancer. Cryoablation in gynecology. Cryoablation has found a place in the treatment of women's diseases. It is often used to remove fibroadenoma, a common benign tumor in the breast. This pathology is diagnosed in around 10% of women aged 15-35. Since 2010, fibroadenoma cryoablation has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. It involves injecting a cryo needle into the tumor, through which a chilled gas is delivered at high pressure. The procedure is performed under local anesthesia and the supervision of an ultrasound transducer. This allows the borders of the neoplasm to be defined accurately and to avoid damaging healthy tissue. Cryoablation is indicated for patients with one or more fibroadenomas no larger than 4 cm. The procedure takes about 30 minutes. The volume of the breast is fully preserved afterwards. The risks of bleeding or infection are minimized. Within 5 months of cryoablation, the fibroadenoma may enlarge. Then it will start to shrink in size and disappear completely. 91 to 99% of women are satisfied with the outcome of this treatment. Cryoablation in cardiology. Cryoablation is a unique treatment for cardiovascular abnormalities, particularly atrial fibrillation. It is approved by the FDA to treat atrial fibrillation, a heart rhythm disorder characterized by an irregular heartbeat. In cryoablation, a catheter with a probe and balloon on the end is delivered to the heart through an artery in the groin. Using advanced imaging techniques, the doctor guides the catheter with millimeter precision. Once the balloon reaches the mouth of the pulmonary vein, it inflates an open space for the cryoprobe. The heart rhythm is normalized by freezing the cells that are causing the irregular heartbeat. Cryoablation is more effective than drug therapy and is less painful than traditional RFA. In 70% of patients, arrhythmias disappear completely after this procedure. Although many patients with atrial fibrillation undergo radiofrequency ablation, it has certain complications, such as damage to the esophagus, heart valves or pulmonary vein stenosis. Cryoablation has no such risks. It does not damage healthy heart tissue or neighboring structures. Also, among the main advantages of using cryoablation rather than RFA is the doctors can cool the heart tissue sufficiently and identify exactly which cells are causing the arrhythmia. If the area is selected incorrectly, then the cooled cells are returned to their function by allowing them to heat up again. With RFA, this is not possible and the process is irreversible. What is the price of cryoablation abroad? The price of this procedure varies depending on the disease and its severity. For example, the cost of cryoablation for the heart and fibroadenoma of the breast differ. The starting price of an arrhythmia intervention is slightly higher than that of a benign breast tumor. The cost is also influenced by the level of the medical center and the doctor's fee. Approximate prices for cryoablation abroad are shown below. Cost of cardiac cryoablation. Turkey from $6,000. Germany from 14,000 euros. Lithuania from 15,000 euros. Price of fibroadenoma cryoablation. Turkey from $5,000. Germany from 10,000 euros. Lithuania from 9,000 euros. Reviews of cryoablation of the heart abroad. Where was it done? Medistate. What procedure? Cryoablation. Patient's age, 45 years. Patient from Odisha. Olga, I suffered from atrial fibrillation for a long time. Medications didn't help me anymore, and doctors said that radiofrequency ablation was needed. After weighing the pros and cons and reading a lot of information about cryo and RFA, I decided in favor of cryoablation. For this, I chose the Turkish hospital, Medistate. Why Turkey? The answer is simple: there are excellent specialists, and the price of cryoablation at the heart is several times lower than in Germany or Spain. After arriving at the clinic, I underwent additional examinations and prepared myself for the procedure. I was dreadfully nervous, but it turned out to be fine. It only took 30 minutes. To be honest, I did not expect that I could get rid of my disease so easily. I am very happy with the result. Where is cryoablation available abroad? Cardiolytter Clinic. European Prostate Center. University Hospital Kos. Medistate Clinic. Medicana Atasar Hospital. University Hospital of Cologne. To find the right clinic for your needs, contact MediGlobus. We work with more than 200 medical centers around the world. Our coordinators will contact the hospital of your choice to find you a competent cryoablation doctor.